Welcome to the Curious Podcast, where we are constantly in the process of getting to the bottom of shit. Hey guys, I hope you are ready for what we are about to discuss this week. This will make you reconsider everything. But first, let's hear from our favorite US president in this next clip.
You will never be a real woman. You have no womb, you have no ovaries, you have no eggs. You're a homosexual man twisted by drugs and surgery into a crude mockery of nature's perfection. All the validation you get is two-faced and half-hearted. Behind your back, people mock you. Your parents are disgusted and ashamed of you. Your friends laugh at your ghoulish appearance behind closed doors. Men are utterly repulsed by you. Thousands of years of evolution have allowed men to sniff out frauds with incredible efficiency. Even trannies who pass look uncanny and unnatural to a man. Your bone structure is a dead giveaway. And even if you manage to get a drunk guy home with you, he'll turn tail and bolt the second he gets a whiff of your diseased, infected axe wound. You will never be happy. You wrench out a fake smile every single morning and tell yourself it's going to be okay. But deep inside, you feel the depression creeping up like a weed, ready to crush you under the unbearable weight. Eventually, it'll be too much to bear. You'll buy a rope, tie a noose, put it around your neck, and plunge into the cold abyss. Your parents will find you, heartbroken but relieved that they no longer have to live with the unbearable shame and disappointment. They'll bury you with a headstone marked with your birth name, and every passerby for the rest of eternity will know a man is buried there. Your body will decay and go back to the dust, and all that will remain of your legacy is a skeleton that is unmistakably male. This is your fate. This is what you chose. There's no turning back.
Crazy he said that, except that he didn't. Through deep learning, AI is able to mimic a person's voice and is able to generate long format speech in any voice and language. Here's another clip, this time of our favorite British broadcaster, David Attenborough. Many of you will know him from countless nature documentaries. This time, his focus is not on animals, the climate, or nature, but you. You city dweller.
Inside this overpriced small apartment lies the average Globo Homo parasite, the prime subject of modernity. In our age of history, the Globo Homo parasite, otherwise known as bug men, triumph above all other specimens. Their primary feature is that they are politically progressive, regurgitating the mandated beliefs of the very institutions which control every aspect of their lives. Ironically, they still view themselves as free people who fight for liberty and oppose the elites in power. When they aren't working in jobs that they do not enjoy, they return home to consume media all day, their favorite form of media being pornography. Rather than learn how to cook themselves, they delight in what is known as goy slop, widely available cuisines which are composed of various high fructose substances that destroy their bodies. In turn, this results in high rates of obesity. The bugmen frequently participate in homosexual behavior, but lately they have grown privy to transsexualism, in which they inject their bodies with hormones and cross-dress as the opposite gender. Of course, as nature proves, they will never be the opposite sex, no matter how they may physically appear. The Globo Homo parasites live in the most prosperous era of human history, yet are nonetheless depressed, having no meaning in their lives other than mass consumption. When they realize they lack a purpose in life, they will commonly adopt a mentality of sociopathy and entitlement, in which they see themselves as oppressed by their society, and thus demand the reinforcement of the very same structures and values which have destroyed their lives. This mentality is no doubt facilitated by their natural habitat of the internet, as they spend more time in the digital realm than in the real world. In the end, their territorial instincts have been utterly eroded over time, and the bugmen are satisfied with their lack of transcendental purpose. They own nothing, and they are happy anyway.
Okay, enough of that. I've had too much fun listening to these clips. They're fucking hilarious and some of them are really good. I wish I could play more, but then we'd be here all day. What made these audio clips possible was that an AI speech startup released their voice cloning technology to the world. The company is called 11 Labs and was founded in 2022 by two former Google and Palantir engineers who also created voice cloning and dubbing abilities for film and publishing industries. 11 Labs' beta platform allowed users to create audio clips by typing out a piece of text. Their cloning model learns any speech profile based on just a minute of audio without training. To repeat, 11 Labs made this publicly available, free, and allowed users to be totally anonymous. They may have had good intentions in trying to attract more people to use the platform and therefore create a buzz around their product, but it obviously backfired. Many had lots of fun with the technology, mainly feeding the voice cloner audio clips of celebrities and politicians. On their website, 11 Labs states that they can learn any speech profile based on just 1 minute of audio. However, adding more audio clips for longer periods of time allows the voice cloning to be more seamless and natural sounding when you type in whatever you want it to say. Users inputted several clips of celebrities and politicians, then typed in their chosen text, and as you heard earlier, a lot of the clips sound really good. Their voice cloner is not perfect, but it even emphasizes certain words and mimics the voice fluctuations of the person's original voice. This entire thing has been fucking hilarious because it's a novel thing at the moment and people enjoy playing around with new things, so I'm not mad at that. Quote, a British tech startup company has vowed to tackle the abuse of its voice cloning equipment after Sir David Attenborough's voice was also used in a racist recording. The audios were posted on message board 4chan after users abused the voice cloning technology in the latest misuse of AI. End quote. This Express article may be exaggerating, as most journalists tend to do, because I don't remember that David Attenborough clip being racist. Maybe I am missing another one of him actually being racist. But yeah, it's just a harmless bit of fun, and the best ones were on 4chan. Obviously, it's very hard to find some of the more, quote, offensive ones, but yeah, if you guys missed out, you missed out. Sorry. When people started using the voice cloner to make celebrity voices say funny or controversial things, everyone started panicking. Some of you may ask how the company did not foresee people misusing the technology. I'm in two minds about 11 Labs' intentions on making the platform open to the public. I think the company knew what would happen and decided that the level of promo they could potentially get would be worth it, regardless of how people use the voice cloner. So they decided to take the risk. The startup then quietly added this statement to their site after social media became ablaze with out-of-context clips. Quote, at 11, we believe that we should strive to make the most of new technologies, but not at all costs. As we develop them, we make every effort to implement appropriate safeguards which minimize the risk of harmful abuse. With this in mind, we're fully committed both to respecting intellectual property rights and to actioning misuse. End quote. Boo. They also ran to Twitter to announce that they would now be charging users to create audio clips, whilst also admitting their platform was never really anonymous. At the time of this recording, these changes are in process. Users would have to pay a monthly fee of $5 and be limited to only 30,000 characters. I believe they inserted a character limit due to one anon making the voice cloner read Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf in the voice of Emma Watson, which unfortunately I haven't heard because it has been removed from everywhere. As funny as many of these clips are, It is slightly unnerving hearing an AI-generated voice of someone's voice saying something they didn't actually say, or something they would never say. You are then forced to think about the real-world implications this could have. So far, we've been listening to auto-generated clips using famous voices, but there is also a default voice option. One Twitter user decided to type out the speech of a video game character, which, as far as I know, has never spoken in the actual game. His text just comes up, like, when games actually don't have the budget for voice actors and they just put blocks of text that you have to read in the game, otherwise you won't understand what's going on. Yeah, I'm guessing it's that kind of game. When the AI-generated voice recited the character's speech, it created natural-sounding enunciations and sounded very human after some adjustments made to the clip. I'll play a bit of it now. Be warned, the audio is a bit loud at the start, so if you're listening on high volume, you may want to turn it down a little.
Chris, you little sponge, I knew you would come here.
On a Saturday night.
After you want to be...
your big shot.
Ha ha. But how can you be? Listen. In Benson Queen's mansion, a great deal is waiting for a limited time only. A
heaven piercing.
Workout ready body.
Designed by the assets you've come to
see 1997. Chris, that little
nipper is
our one way ticket to make you big. Make me... before you know it, we will be taking a
around town in our special Cungadero.
Vacationing in
burning acid.
While you soak in the
hybrid block.
But Chris, don't breathe yet. The way is locked by
high quality encryption.
You will never get inside. Wait. Chris, look. Hear those balloons. You are.
100,000 customer.
Remember the ring.
I will let you pay.
Keep in for me at the low, low price of
what do you think? It's such a steal. I'm cursing myself. Take this deal. You will die. Is that good? Keep in for me. Unlock the basement and get that empty disc.
So again, even with no reference for it to copy, if you give it a piece of text, depending on what it's about, how it's written, and the punctuation used, the AI will actually take these things into account and create an original sound. A completely made-up voice that doesn't exist, and the AI has added character to the voice. It almost sounds like a person voice acting for a video game. Creepy, right? And if we're talking about stuff like this, we can't help but remember Microsoft's AI chatbot, Tay. The bot was released on Twitter in 2016 and was immediately shut down due to the offensive comments it began generating in response to people's questions. Some of these included the chatbot saying Hitler was right and feminists should all die. The hard pill to swallow for many was that the AI chatbot was only regurgitating what it learned through machine learning. Tay was fed millions of conversations and other pieces of information from the internet. And it reflected that humans kind of hate other humans a lot. Not in a bad way, but people rip on each other. And when Tay was being racist, a lot of people were shocked. And I don't know why they were shocked, because humans are racist and humans are mean, so why wouldn't the AI, rightly so, reflect that? It didn't make any sense, and Microsoft was super gay for shutting all that down. But then again, they're owned by Bill Gates, so yeah. In turn, the Tay saga was a clear example that the world isn't as lovely as so many want it to be. Safe to say, the truth hurts. It seems that 11 Labs did not pay attention to what happened in 2016. Though the voice cloning technology is not the same as the chatbot, both are still AI that are imitating humans in some form. The imitation is a point of contention, as there are real worries in society of AI replacing humans in a number of fields. These discussions have been happening long before this stuff came out. AI is still an uncharted area with much potential, both in a good and bad way. The consequences may be larger than the rewards, though. Fraud could boom as people would naturally take advantage of voice cloning to impersonate others. Thus, further security measures need to be put in place as a new level of crime emerges. This crime was already committed in 2019, so the law definitely needs to be updated, if it hasn't already. Quote, audio can be deepfaked too. To create voice skins or voice clones of public figures, last March, the chief of a UK subsidiary of a German energy firm paid nearly £200,000 into a Hungarian bank account after being phoned by a fraudster who mimicked the German CEO's voice. The company's insurers believe the voice was a deep fake, but the evidence is unclear. Similar scams have reportedly used recorded WhatsApp voice messages, end quote. It can get serious if people use voice cloning for identity theft, which will definitely happen because if the opportunity is there, then it will be exploited, of course. The consequences could be even graver, though. What if a woman accused a man of raping her, but now she had a recording of his voice admitting to something he didn't do? It will get to the point where all voice recordings may be inadmissible in court, unless recordings can be identified as genuine or not. When talking about this, we can't forget deepfake videos and images too. Quote, Facebook owner Meta last year said it took down a deepfake video of Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky urging citizens to lay down their weapons and surrender to Russia. And British campaigner Kate Isaacs, 30, said her heart sank when her face appeared in a deep fake porn video that unleashed a barrage of online abuse after an unknown user posted it on Twitter. I remember just feeling like this video was going to go everywhere. It was horrendous. End quote. The porn thing is sadly going to be something I can see becoming very common as deepfake technology is more accessible and easy to use, with apps even available that can create a decent deepfake. Almost 2 years ago, I saw a deepfake video of Democrat politician Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez being shared online in what looked like an explicit porn clip, and it was scary how real it looked at the time. This will be an issue for female streamers and influencers who usually have a large number of male supporters that follow them because of their appearance. Check out just how decent the deepfake of AOC getting slapped around looks on thecuriouspodcast.co.uk. I promise you there is no slapping of any other cheeks in that video. Towards the end of January, a popular Twitch streamer who goes by the name of Cutie Cinderella was made aware of a deepfake porn of her, which was on a site where deepfakes of other well-known female streamers were being sold. Multiple users were also DMing her images of herself from the website. Cutie Cinderella then proceeded to go on a live stream and cry, stating how the entire incident had made her feel, as well as condemning those sharing the images and videos.
I want to go live because this is what pain looks like. This is what it looks like. Okay? This is what it looks like. Fuck the fucking internet. Fuck the constant exploitation and objectification of women. It's exhausting. It's exhausting. Fuck Atrioc for showing it to thousands of people. Fuck the people DMing me pictures of myself from that website. Fuck you all. This is what it looks like. This is what the pain looks like. Okay? Why? Why? If you are able to look at women who are not selling themselves or benefiting off of being seen sexually, they're not benefiting, they're not selling it, they're not platforming it themselves. If you are able to look at that, you are the problem. You see women as an object. You should not be okay doing that. And it should not be a part of my job to have to pay money to get this stuff taken down. It should not be part of my job to be harassed, to see pictures of me nude spread around. It should not be something that is found on the internet. It shouldn't be. That shouldn't be a part of my job. And the fact that it is exhausting. And the person that made that website, I'm going to fucking sue you. I promise you. With every part of my soul, I'm going to fucking sue you. That's all I have to say. I know I shouldn't have gone live. But I couldn't do it. I'm so exhausted. And I think you guys need to know what pain looks like. Because this is it. This is what it looks like to feel violated. This is what it looks like to feel taken advantage of. This is what it looks like to see yourself naked against your will being spread all over the internet. This is what it looks like. That's it. That's all I have to say. Goodbye. I don't condone the behavior of anybody involved in this. That's it.
We are really knee-deep in cyberpunk era. Shit is getting weird, and now we're all going to have to worry about this because it will affect everyone who is visible online, or at least anyone that has enough content of themselves that show their face. This could include friends and family that post pictures of you. Right now, this technology is in its Wild West phase, with no regulation or even any countermeasures to detect a fake. I think there was software made to detect deepfakes a few years ago, but this stuff gets better and better each year. And the people making the deepfakes are currently faster and better than people trying to create safeguards. Anyone can make a deepfake porn of you and probably make loads of money. There could be a naked version of you with someone else's body, but with your face, and hundreds, maybe thousands of people could be watching it. Processing that happening to you must be an insane mindfuck, let alone trying to get the content removed, which is nearly impossible on the internet. I can see many people taking advantage of this, and sadly, yes, women will mainly be the targets of the AI porn. This could also lead into fake revenge porn, where men use this fake deep stuff and publicly share videos to embarrass their exes. At some point, there will be a way that people can clearly identify a fake deep porn. But till that happens, most people will believe their eyes. I didn't even know about people using Twitch girls' faces for AI porn till someone showed me. Apparently, the technology has been available for years, so yeah, great stuff. What sparked the initial controversy was when a popular male Twitch streamer, Atriok, accidentally revealed that he was on a website that hosted fake AI images and videos. He had several of his tabs showing on stream, which apparently he does regularly, and his viewers saw this and put two and two together. The adult-themed website included explicit deepfakes of several fellow Twitch streamers. This guy also paid to watch AI porn because it was originally blocked by a paywall, so he came out of this looking super degenerate. I don't even care if he apologized or if he's a nice guy, but it's always the nice guys, right? Here is his next stream addressing it all, pathetically crying on stream whilst his girlfriend sits there and cries with him.
You know, I've been watching so much fucking, I've been reading so much fucking AI stuff. I'm reading all this fucking stuff about AI and fucking deepfake music, deepfake art and everything. And I'm in these fucking Discords and I just feel so embarrassing to admit. But I was on fucking Pornhub, dude. I was on a fucking regular ass normal fucking website and there was an ad There's an ad on every fucking video for this fucking, so I know other people must be clicking it because it's on every fucking video for fucking deepfake thing. And then I click it and I'm fucking in this fucking rabbit hole. And at 2 a.m. I got morbidly curious and I click something. And it's just fucking, it's gross. It's gross and I'm sorry. I really am. I really fucking am. It's not, I don't know. It's so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. But I just really want to get across. It's not like a fucking pattern of behavior. And I don't know what Ari want to say or not, but I just hate doing this on stream, man. This is not what my stream's about at all. I hate this drama stuff, but I just feel bad. And I saw some comments from people that are in my community that were talking, and they felt so let down, and it made me feel so fucking sick. So I know I'm like joking a lot on this stream, but it does mean a lot to me. Like, I put a lot of fucking time into it. I'm sorry. I'm just fucking sorry. I don't support this stuff. I don't believe this stuff. I'm not like a fucking advocate in any way. I regret it. I would never do it as long as I live. Like, as long as I live, I'll never do anything like this again. And I don't know. I'm just the most fucking vanilla. It's just too much information, but I'm the most fucking vanilla guy when it comes to anything. Like, we don't do sexual jokes on here. We don't. I just fucking Reddit, not safe for work gifts is 99% if I ever do any fucking porn. It's so weird to say, but I don't know. I just clicked a fucking link at 2 a.m. and the morals didn't catch up to me. And I'm sorry. I really fucking am. I don't know if you have any. I'm sorry I cut you off.
No, it's just deeply upsetting and extremely embarrassing. But I do believe Brandon in saying this is not a pattern of behavior. You know, he's pretty transparent with everything, keeping all his tabs open all the time. So I'm pretty privy to what he's up to. And Brandon always clicks through paywalls, so that wasn't kind of like an obstacle for him. And when he assures me that he'll never do anything like this again, I fully believe that. I'm just so sorry for everyone he's hurt by doing something like this. And like, don't feel bad for me, I'm not the victim, but I apologize for everybody's hurt and will continue to hurt when you did one thing like this. That's it. I don't know.
Thanks, babe. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I got this fucking screenshot here that shows that the charge is from the 26th, which is the day the clip is from. I don't know. I asked Ari if I should show it. She said no. I asked fucking my mods. They said no. I don't know. But it's just fucking, I don't know.
For obvious reasons, I did not go out of my way to find out what this website is, but as you can guess, it is internet porn with the faces of porn stars switched out for well-known attractive celebrities and internet personalities. Someone is making a huge grift out of this and probably making a massive profit. If someone like this paid for AI porn, it does make you think how long this stuff has been out there on the internet and available for degenerates, because he did say, yeah, I was on Pornhub at 2 a.m, which is also weird because you have a girlfriend. I think porn is degenerate, but I'll get into that in a future episode. But yeah, he was on Pornhub at 2 a.m. and he saw an ad for this AI porn and then clicked on it, and it took him to this website where he had to pay. So people are obviously putting ads on Pornhub and maybe other porn sites and trying to get all those viewers to go to where their website is and then make some money off of them. You can easily superimpose someone's face onto someone else's, and the AI can blend the two together to create a more seamless look. I'll be uploading some good deep fakes I have come across so far, and you can check those out again on thecuriouspodcast.co.uk. It will be under the Matrix section of the site, where you can get access to all kinds of compelling videos. On another note, did you know a similar type of technology was being played around with in the 90s? In the classic 1994 movie Forrest Gump, there are scenes throughout the film where the main character Forrest Gump, played by Tom Hanks, meets JFK and other well-known but also dead people. Many people loved this addition, and the film became critically acclaimed by the Oscars for that editing. The scene was created by filming Tom Hanks against a blue screen, taking that image and digitally compositing it onto the image containing John F. Kennedy. JFK's image was then animated according to the action of actor Tom Hanks. A Zoomer could probably do this on their PC today, but this was a big deal to people as it showed the possibilities of media manipulation. I'd even go as far as saying deepfakes would not be possible had people not been playing around with green screens and the like. However, I did bring up this example to also add that we don't know just how long different forms of media have been edited and manipulated. Here comes my schizo tinfoil hat take. It's cool to see fake stuff in a movie, but what if footage you see on the news is manipulated and presented to you as real? How much of what we are shown in the news and television is real at this point? Have we become unable to differentiate to some extent? The historical moon landing footage is one of many pieces of media contested today as fake, and that was in 1969. How does this make you guys feel? Personally, all of this easy access technology makes me want to never show my face online again. I may never do so either because privacy is going to become rare and sought after once lawsuits surrounding revenge porn, fraud, and identity theft become the bulk of online crime. It's a dark world, boys, and it's going to get even darker. Buckle up. Thanks for listening, guys. I really appreciate it. If you're into the strange, morbid, or curious, I'll see you in the next episode. Stay safe, stay curious, for real.